This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. There's a new report on lobbyists' spending in Lansing. The Michigan Campaign Finance Network has looked at the numbers, and the big change? Free lunches for legislators, up 48% from last year. Joining us is Rich Robinson of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network to talk about what he's found. Now, Rich, I want to get to the increase in the free meals for legislators in a bit, but really, that's chicken feed compared to the amounts of money lobbyists get to try to influence lawmakers. You looked at the top 200 lobbyists. Who tops the list? What kind of money are we talking about?
Well, the top of the list is governmental consultant services. They spent $983,000 on lobbying expenditures in the first 7 months of 2013. GCSI has been the top lobbyist for some number of years, and it's an historical fact that the multi-client lobbying firms are always at the top of the
list. Okay, let's define that, because we toss that term multi-client lobbyist around a lot. How does that differ from other kinds of lobbyists?
Well, the multi-client firms represent an array of clients, presumably not in conflict on any one matter of public policy that's being considered by the legislature, but they are professional advocates who handle any number of issues. On the other hand, you have the interest groups who represent themselves as lobbyists. So the top single interest group on this list is the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. They came in sixth for spending for the first 7 months at $300,000.
I saw that another multi-client firm, the Michigan Legislative Consultants, reported an increase of nearly 204% over last year. Do we know what's going on there?
Well, I don't. It was certainly an interesting fact that I saw in these data. And while they're ascending, some of the other prominent multi-client firms are down significant amounts, 20 to 30%. You know, this is one of the inherently unsatisfying parts of doing this particular analysis. These multi-client firms are required to list the names of their clients, but they're not required to report how much they spend representing any client on any issue. And this contrasts, for example, with what is required to be reported by federal lobbyists or in the state of Wisconsin. Lobbyists are required to state an interest in a bill or a budget or a legislative or a regulatory matter before they begin lobbying, and then they report how much they're spending on that particular issue. So we know who the big multi-client firms are. We have a list of who their clients are, but we don't know how much they're spending to represent any one of them, and we don't really know how much is being spent on any one issue.
I looked at your list of legislators who ate and drank at least $1,000 on lobbyist tabs in the first 7 months of this year. 16 legislators in all made the list, 11 Republicans, 5 Democrats. Only one of the leaders made the list, Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville. Was there any rhyme or reason or something in common among the others who dined on the lobbyist dime?
It's not obvious to me if there is something about this. On one hand, we might imagine that these are people who can get things done. The advocates desire to spend time with them and explain their issues and so forth. I've heard different reporters talk about legislators trolling for a free meal.
And so who's willing to put their hand out, right?
Kind of that way, yeah. And as crude as that sounds, that's how it's been described to me by journalists who spend time around the restaurants and bars in the evening in Lansing.
Now, you have noted in the past that 2012 was a record year. So far this year, the lobbying effort is down slightly. It's down, what, 1.7%? Do we know how these lobbyists use this money?
There are really three categories that are reported to the state. One is what they spend on hospitality, food and beverages, travel and accommodations. Another category is what they spend on what we could call grassroots lobbying, direct mail to the public. And the truth of the matter is very few of these lobbying entities report that. And it's interesting to me that, for example, there were a lot of billboards around the state encouraging senators to support the Medicaid expansion. I would have thought that would have been reported in that category of advertising, but it really wasn't. It didn't show up there. Very little is ever reported in that category. And then the third category is called other, and basically what that covers is the cost of the lobbyists, the cost of those individuals who sit down and meet with office holders and administration officials and try to make the case for their particular policy interest.
So most of this is pretty opaque. I mean, if you're seeing billboards, but you're not seeing any reporting about advertising on billboards, there's a lot to be desired in finding out how money's being spent to influence politicians.
Well, that's right. And historically, as these 50 state studies are done as to transparency and campaign finance or lobbying, Michigan always shows up poorly on those lists, and this is the reason. We have the broad outlines of what's going on, but we really don't know the important details that we should know.
What kind of problem does that cause for government overall?
I think it's important for citizens to recognize that matters of public policy just don't appear out of the vapors or came to some legislator in their sleep overnight or something like that. They're propelled by highly paid advocacy. And it would be important for citizens to understand what the legislative agenda is, to know who's driving that agenda, both through campaign finance contributions as well as their lobbying expenditures.
Rich Robinson is the executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Rich, as always, thank you very much for explaining this to us.
Thanks very much, Lester.